I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 2007. That was the day 7,000 workers at Northrop Grumman, a shipyard company in Pascagoula, Mississippi, went out on strike. Grumman is one of the largest defense contractors in the world. The workers were members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 733, and the Pascagoula Metal Trades Council. They were still reeling from the ravages of Hurricane Katrina just 2 years earlier. The hurricane had devastated the Mississippi Gulf Coast and sent prices for housing skyrocketing. But while workers suffered, Katrina brought $3 billion in federal contracts to Northrop Grumman to repair hurricane damage. Despite this, Grumman proposed a 4-year contract for the workers with no raises and increased healthcare costs. For many workers, this did not sit well. They knew the company had received massive government contracts, but still was not willing to treat workers fairly at the bargaining table. The union members rejected the offer and voted to strike. The company came back with a proposal offering small raises, which did not keep pace with the cost of living. The strike was called. For 4 weeks, workers marched and manned the picket lines. During the strike, the company cut off the workers' health care coverage. The company then offered slightly higher wages and reduced the increases to health care coverage. Although the proposal was not enough to keep up with the soaring local cost of living, union members voted to end the strike and accept the offer. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.